Is there such a thing, I'm sure you've heard this question a million times, but this whole thing that sometimes you think that Baba's giving you a big choice to make? Is there such a thing as being able really to make a choice with Baba?
Well, yeah, there is. Live the life that you want to live, or live the way that he wants you to live. There is a choice. That's where, as human beings call, that we have a free will to exercise. To that degree, we have that choice. And that's what we call free will. Our self, false self, wills it, wants to remain separate, and indulges in that separateness. In spite of all the pains and pangs, and because there is, to counterbalance it, there is the elation and there is the support of the amness, that I am the one, which is all that, yeah. So there is that choice. Live the way that you want to live, or live the way that I want you to live. And if you want to live the way that I want you to live, is being by dying.
Yeah. Is that always experienced as a contradiction?
Pardon?
Is that always experienced as a contradiction?
Yeah.
That you feel that you're not doing what you want to do?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah? What about this whole thing?
But the thing is that this contradiction, to us it appears as contradiction. What you are doing now is what you want to do. But what he wants you to do is not being done. Same thing with me, same thing with you and all that. But we are striving to do what he wants us to do at this stage. But he doesn't want to strive. He doesn't want us to strive. But he's so compassionate that when he allows that, he's like, I know. Gradually, they'll come to a point when would want to do as I want to do. That's all. But whatever is being done, whatever is there, it has been his will. Yeah. There's no such thing as your will, really speaking. There's no such thing as free will. The freedom to a degree has been granted to you to have the choice, well, to assert yourself, I am Eric. I'm not. I'm me. Yeah, go ahead. But you're not that, he says. But we do identify ourselves with this body. And who identifies?
Is it possible?
It is he who himself identifies and calls himself Eris or Mary or Nat, like that. And why all this? This is so paradoxical. And he wants us not to do, and it is he who does this, and it is paradoxical, there is no doubt about it.
I've always thought, why all this?
Yeah, why all this? Yeah. That he enjoys the game, as he calls it, hiding behind himself, trying to seek himself. But the most important thing that we miss from it is that he, being love infinite and eternal, cannot help but be loved and be loving. Not to him. How could he be loving? If there is none besides him, then loving who? Love himself. But love needs to flow. But there is no other self other than himself. Now what to do? So he makes make-believe partners he creates, you see. Yeah, in that game of loving and being loved, and love being returned, and like that. So that's why he says, whenever I come in your midst time and again, all I tell you to do is to love me. Why? Because it is the love that He has given you, and you have usurped it as if it's your own. And that's the reason why you continue to lead a separate life from Him. So He wants us to love Him so much that you just forget yourself, drop yourself. You're nothing but a dream figure of His. Just in the, at the point when He wanted to share His love. Love needs to flow, love needs to be shared, love needs to love, love needs to be loved. All this was there. But He being all by Himself, there was no other choice but to create this in imagination. So, all that here we are spread out here, and the whole universe is all this, nothing but His big imagination. Just to share the love. But what happened was that this imagination, whose imagination? Imagination of infinite and eternal existence. So when infinite and eternal existence imagines, it carries with it the stamp of existence. So anything that He imagined, it began to have existence. And therefore we feel that, well, we are existing, we are that. But it's nothing but the product of imagination. So that's how it is. So what He says, you be not and let me be. And He's got Himself bound in this, in His own game. So that's how it is. So often He has said in one of His sayings or discourses, you will find that this whole game has come round my neck like a millstone. Yeah, it is so true. Yeah, you cannot get out of it now. But it's all because of love.
Yeah.
When He says that He loves us, but there's no us there. He loves Himself, no doubt. But in us, through us. That's why He said that the whole creation and all its creatures is nothing but my own blemish on my own self. Pardon?
You have competition. Competition from your brother. Oh,
yeah.
You think all will drag you up, okay?
Yeah. So then what He says is that that blemish has to be cleaned. And what happens when it is cleaned from the cloak here or from my being, the true self, the over self? It's nothing but a blemish on the over self. All these, there is no such thing as soul. It's just the impressions. Because I wanted that Lindsay should be there, my love should flow to her. I wanted that Liz should be there, my love should flow to her. And the, all this Jack and this and Eris and creatures and this, things and beings and all that. So this, these impressions are there. They are like blemishes, like ink spots, you see, splashed. And so what needs that each should be rubbed out. And when this blemish rubs out, what happens? What remains? It's the original thing. Nothing. You are not there. You are nothing but a blemish. His own blemish upon Himself.
I'm a was there.
You are a stain. An ink stain. On that oversoul. Which you call.